Leviticus chapter 22. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and to his sons, that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy name in the things that they hallow unto me. I am Jehovah. Say unto them, Every one of all your seed throughout your generations that approacheth the holy things, which the children of Israel hallow unto Jehovah, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul shall be cut off from before me. I am Jehovah. Whatsoever man of the seed of Aaron is a leper, or hath a flux, he shall not eat of the holy things until he is clean. And he that toucheth any one that is unclean by a dead person, or a man whose seed of copulation hath passed from him, or a man that toucheth any crawling thing whereby he becometh unclean, or a man by whom he may become unclean, whatever may be his uncleanness, a person that toucheth any such shall be unclean until even, and he shall not eat of the holy things, but he shall bathe his flesh with water, and when the sun goeth down, he shall be clean, and may afterwards eat of the holy things, for it is his food. Of a dead carcass, and what is torn, shall he not eat, to make himself unclean therewith. I am Jehovah. Verse 9. And they shall keep my charge, lest they bear sin for it, and die by it, if they profane it. I am Jehovah who do hallow them. And no stranger shall eat the holy thing. The sojourner with the priest and the hired servant shall not eat of the holy thing. But if a priest buy any one for money, he may eat of it, and he that is born in his house, they may eat of his food. And a priest's daughter, who is married to a stranger, may not eat of the heave offering of the holy things. But a priest's daughter that become a widow, or is divorced, and hath no seed, and returneth unto her father's house, is in her youth, she may eat of her father's food, but no stranger shall eat thereof. And if a man eat of a holy thing through inadvertence, that he shall put the fifth part thereof unto it, and shall give it unto the priest with the holy thing. And they shall not profane the holy things of the children of Israel, which they offer unto Jehovah, and cause them to bear the iniquity of trespass when they eat their holy things, for I am Jehovah who do hallow them. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and to his sons, and unto all the children of Israel, and say to them, Whatever man of the house of Israel, or of the sojourners in Israel, that presenteth his offering, for any of his vows, and for any of his voluntary offerings, which they present to Jehovah as a burnt offering, it shall be for your acceptance, without blemish, a male of the oxen, of the sheep, and of the goats. Nothing that hath a defect shall ye present, for it shall not be acceptable for you. And if any present a sacrifice of peace offering to Jehovah to accomplish a vow, or a voluntary offering of oxen or small cattle, it shall be without blemish to be accepted. There shall be no defect therein. Blind, or broken, or maimed, or ulcerous, or with itch, or scabbed, ye shall not present these to Jehovah, nor make an offering by fire of them on the altar to Jehovah. A bullock and a sheep that hath a member too long or too short, that mayest thou offer as a voluntary offering, but as a vow it shall not be accepted. That which is bruised, or crushed, or broken, or cut, shall ye not present to Jehovah. Neither in your land shall ye do the like. Nor from the hand of the stranger shall ye present the bread of your God of any of these, for their corruption is in them. A defect is in them. They shall not be accepted for you. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, An ox, or a sheep, or a goat, when it is brought forth, shall be 7 days under its dam, and from the eighth day, and thenceforth, it shall be accepted as an offering by fire to Jehovah. A cow or sheep, it and its young, shall ye not slaughter in one day. And when ye sacrifice a sacrifice of thanksgiving to Jehovah, ye shall sacrifice it for your acceptance. On that day shall it be eaten. Ye shall leave none of it until morning. I am Jehovah. And ye shall observe my commandments and do them. I am Jehovah. And ye shall not profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am Jehovah who do hallow you, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am Jehovah.